Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. Thank you all very much for coming. Shkoach Paul for all that hard work as our chazen. And we're on the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis, talking about the theme of the Masechta, the need for rain, and the prayers that bring about rain. Tanur Rabbanan, our sages taught us in a Braita, second to last line, the Pasuk says in Kriyat Shema, if you do the mitzvos, then you're going to get your rain at its time. Hashem's going to send the rain when you need it. So that means lo shchora, lo shikora. You won't get the rain like a drunkard. A drunkard drinks too much wine. There won't be too much rain. But lo tzmeya, it also won't be like someone who's thirsty, who doesn't have enough rain. Ela benonis, rather in the middle. As long as there's a lot of rain, it ruins the ground. It doesn't produce fruit. Another explanation. And rains will come at their time. That is, at a time when it's convenient for people. There aren't people out. The Lele Revios on the night before the fourth day, namely Tuesday night. Ubelele Shabbosos the night before Shabbos, namely Friday night. Rashi explains that there's a certain demon called Igeres Bas Machlas that's out on Tuesday nights, so people don't like to walk around on Tuesday nights, and that's when people aren't out anyway, that's when Hashem is going to send the rain. That's what we found with the great Tana Shimon ben Shetach, who is the brother of Shlom Tzion HaMalka. They would get the rain on Tuesday nights, on Friday nights, and the wheat grew to be the size of kidneys, and the barley grew to be the size of the seeds of olives, and the lentils grew to be the size of dinars of gold, and they bundled from them as a sign for future generations, where we don't get wheat and barley and olives of these sizes. And lentils of these sizes, I mean, lo dia, to inform us, kama chet korim, look at what sin causes, look at what the produce could be. If we would be meritorious like the generation of Shimon ben Shetach, look what our produce would look like, but unfortunately we are not so deserving. Shemar, as the verse says, avon oseichem hitu.
It seems to me that the Gemara wanted to tell us that it's a great chitim, like golden shel anapeshet zaitim, it's bracha.
Yeah. Future generations that don't have of this measure, this is the example. Look at what it could be. Look at what it could have been. As the pasuk says, Avano, no, thank you. Verse says, Avano Seichem, Hitu Eile, your sins have turned these away, Bechato Seichem, and your crimes, Manu Atov Mikam, denied the good from you. We also find in the days of Herod, they were busy building the Beis HaMikdash at the end of his rule. For Yarding Shamba Lila, so the rain would only come down at night. And the Machar, and by the next day in the morning, Najva Ruach, the wind would blow, and his Pazra of him, and the clouds would scatter, Vizar Chacham, and the sun would shine. Yatsu Amla Malachma, the people could go do the work. Yatsu, they would realize this is obviously a gift that Hashem is helping us. Shemalech Shemaim Biyadim, they're working for God, building the Beis HaMikdash, making it nicer, and therefore God only sends the rain at night. All right, the Mishnah said, my son, there was a story, Shalchu, Choni HaMagel, they sent to Choni, the circle maker, we need rain, he made a circle, he said, God, please send rain, a little couple drops came down, he said, no, that's not the rain I'm looking for, God, I'm looking for the rain that's going to fill up the cisterns, a tremendous amount of rain came down, and then the people said, it's too much, and Choni said, sorry, we don't stop the good that's coming until the Evan HaTohen would melt. And they all went up to Har Habayis to escape this rain. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. So I'm going to look at the Braisa, Pa'amachas. So the Braisa has different details of this story. Pa'amachas, one time, Yatzarov Adar, they were already at the majority of Adar. They had already gone through Cheshvan and Kislev and Teves and Shvat and even the majority of Adar. The Lo Yarduk Shaman, there had been no rain at all. No rain during the winter. Shalchul Choni HaMagel, they sent a message to Choni, the circle maker, his Palel V'Yarduk Shaman, pray and let the rain come down. His Palel, he prayed, V'Lo Yarduk Shaman, rain didn't come down. Aguga, so he made a circle, V'am B'Sokhi, stood in the circle. Kedera Shasach HaBakuk HaNavi, the same way the prophet Habakkuk did when he asked God for help. I'm going to stand in my, you know, place of watch, and I'm going to look forward to see what God is going to say to me. So Choni said to God, Master of the world, your children have put their face to me. They're relying on me. Because I am like a member of your household before you. I swear by your great name. I'm not leaving here until you have compassion on your children. So the rain started to drip. A student said to him, Rebbe, our teacher, we want to keep seeing you. We don't want to die in famine. In other words, we need a lot of rain. We want to keep seeing you. A little drips is not going to help us. It seems to us that there's just a little bit of rain coming to take away your vow. You said you're not leaving until the rain comes. So God's sending a little bit of rain just to be yotzei, just to fulfill the obligation, but not really what we need. So Amar Sochoni said, "Lo kach shalti." It's not what I was asking for, God. I'm asking for enough rain to fill up the cisterns, to fill the wells. The rain came down in rage. Each drop is the size of the opening of a barrel. That each drop is the size of a log. So the student said to Choni, Rebbe, our teacher, we want to see you. We don't want to die. We think that this rain is coming to destroy the world. So he said to God, it's also not what I asked for. I'm asking for rain of favor, of blessing, of a gift, something which comes down nicely. Now the rain came down in a normal way, softly, and it was a positive blessing. But it kept coming. The people had to go all the way up out of Yerushalayim, up to the Temple Mount, to the high ground, because there was so much rain. They said to Choni HaMa'agil, Rebbe, our teacher, the same way you prayed that it should come down. You should pray that it should all leave us. He said, no, this is my tradition. You don't pray that so much good should stop. And even so, he did get it to stop. They brought him a bull, either a karban toda or a karban shlam, on which a declaration is made. And he said, bring for me this bull of a declaration. They brought to him a bull of declaration. He put his two hands on it to lean on it. And he said, Master of the world, your nation you took out of Egypt, they can't take too much good, nor can they take too much tragedy, too much difficulty. You were upset with them. You didn't give them rain. They can't survive. Now you gave them all this blessing. Too much rain. Also, they also can't survive. May be your will. The rain should stop. And there should be a break for the world. And the wind blew. And the clouds scattered. And the sun came out. And the people came out to the fields. And they brought all sorts of mushrooms that grew from the moisture. Shalach Loshim Ben Shetach, Shim Ben Shetach sent a message to Choni HaMa'agil. Not for the fact that you're Choni, because we know Lecha Nidui, I would have put you into excommunication because you disrespectfully spoke to the Almighty. For not only that, Ela She'ilu, Shanim Kishne Liyo, the way you're talking, God, you better send rain. I'm not leaving my circle unless you send rain. This is not the rain I wanted. If you would have lived in the times of Eliyahu, in other words, you don't know why there is no rain. Maybe there's no rain because there's some prophet, like Eliyahu HaNavi, who tells God, God, you better not send any rain, because I don't, you know, we want to get the people to do tshuva, and like it was in the days of Achav and Izebel, where Eliyahu stopped the rain for 3 years. So, Ilu Shanim Kishen Eliyahu, if these years are like the years of Eliyahu, Shem Avtechos Kshem B'Yadosh Eliyahu, like when Hashem handed over the keys of rain to Eliyahu, then you're creating an absolute requirement of a Chil Hashem, because either there's going to be rain to prevent your, because you made an oath, so that your oath shouldn't be in vain, there'll be rain. Or if there is rain, but then if there's rain, then Eliyahu's oath is in vain. Or Eliyahu's oath is not going to be in vain, and God will keep the lack of rain, and then your oath is going to be in vain. So how do you do this? To go pray to God with an oath and say, God, I'm swearing, and it's going to be a false oath if you don't send rain. But maybe there was the opposite. Maybe someone else had sworn, maybe a different tzaddik had sworn that there should be, it'll be a false oath. If there is rain, so you're going to force a chilul shem shamayim? How can you do such a thing? So therefore, for these two reasons, it was disrespectful what you said, and you're creating a situation where maybe there's going to be a chilul Hashem. However, I'm not going to put you into excommunication, because what can I do? You sin before God. He does what you want. He sent the rain at the bottom line. So obviously God is happy with you. It's like a child who's disrespectful to his father. But also, but the father nevertheless still does what he wants. Right? For example, the child might say, Father, take me to the bathhouse. I want to be bathed in hot water. And then he says, Shatfeni b'tzonah, but now wash me off with cold water. Give me almonds and walnuts and peaches and pomegranates. But no, see, the father gives him all these things. But you, the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yoledetecha. Your father and mother will be happy, and those who give birth to you will rejoice. Because obviously, if God is answering you and giving you the rain, as it doesn't look good to me, but it must be pretty good. What did the people of the chamber of the cut stone, him, the members of the Sanhedrin, send? They sent him the following psukim. You're the tzaddik, goes there, v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim. You make decrees, and you're so righteous, Hashem fulfills them. The pasuk says, v'tigzar omer v'yakim lach, and you decreed, and it was established for you. V'al drachecha naga or, and on your way, the light shone. V'tigzar omer, sh'ata gazar milamata, you made a decree from below. V'akadosh baruch hu mekayim amarcha milamadla, and Hashem is fulfilling what you said from above. Al drachecha naga or, and on your path, the light is shining. Dor shaya ofel. A generation that was all dark, because they didn't have any rain, so it was a dark period. Hey, Artemis Filascha, you illuminated it with your prayer. Kishpilu Batomer Geva. What that means is Dorsha Yashafel, a generation that was lowly. Higbato Bitfilascha, you elevated it through your prayer. Vesach Einat, Vesach Einayim Yoshia. That means the following Dor Sheshach Ba'avono, a generation that was lowered through its sins. Hoshato, you saved it Bitfilascha with your prayer. Yemaleit Inaki, that means Dor Shalohaya Naki. A generation that wasn't clean, milatato, you have saved it from tragedy, bitfilascha, with your prayer. V'nimlat b'var kapecha, milatato, you've saved it, v'masi adecha brurin, through your clean, wonderful actions. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, koyom shvil tzadik, the entire lifetime of that tzadik kol niyamagil, hayim etzar al likrezeh, he was upset about the following pasuk. The pasuk says, shir ma'alos, a song of ascent, a song that the Levim should say in Beis HaMikdash on the steps. When Hashem will return, the returnees of Zion, namely who end the first exile at the end of the 70 years, and bring us back to Yerushalayim, we were like dreamers. So obviously he said, is there anybody who dreams for 70 years? Is there somebody who can sleep for 70 years and still dream that whole time? Yom Achad, one day, he was traveling, he saw a person of Anata Haruba. He was planting a carob tree. Amalei sent him, Hayad Kamishnin Toin. How many years does it take till a carob tree produces fruit? Amalei said, Achivimshin. It can take 70 years. Amalei sent him, Shitulach the Chaisa Shivimshin. Are you so clear that you're going to live for 70 years? You're planting a tree? Amalei said, Hi Gabra, Amma Bacharubish Kachte. This person, when I came into the world, I found carob trees. So what's Pshat? Yech the Shat Liavasi, the same way my ancestors planted for me. I'm planting for my descendants. Then sat down and he ate some bread. Sleep came to him and he fell asleep for 70 years. This is the inspiration for the Rip Van Winkle story. He went to sleep for 70 years. And around him a rock, outcrop of rock came up. And he was hidden from people's eyes. And he slept for 70 years. He came when he woke up. He saw what he looked like the same guy who had planted, who's now picking caribs. Amalei said, Atu Dishatli, are you the one who planted this? Amalei said, no, I'm the grandson of the one who planted. Amalei said, Shema Amina, so I see from here, then I'm in Shivan Shtin, I slept for 70 years. And he also saw that his donkey had given birth to the descendants of the descendants of the donkey. So he saw that he had slept for a very long time. So, okay, that could be the shot of that chapter of Tehillim. Shir Malos, B'Shuv Hashem Hashiva Tzion, when Hashem returns us after the 7 years of exile, we're like dreamers, like somebody who slept for 70 years and dreamt through it. Azul Abesi, he went back to his own home. Amluhi told the people, Breidu Choni Amagel Mikayim, is the son of Choni Amagel still alive? Amluhi said, no, Breidu Lesi, his son's no longer alive. Barbara Isa, his grandson's alive. Amluhi said, Ana Choni Amagel, I'm Choni Amagel. Lamnu, they didn't believe him. But you're our grandfather? So he went to the yeshiva. So then he heard the rabbi saying, you know, our lessons now are suddenly so clear, like during the years of Choni Amagel. Suddenly there's an amazing light in the Beis Medrash. Everybody's figuring it all out very easily. Because when Choni Amagel used to walk into the Beis Medrash, we heard the stories. Every question the rabbis had, he used to answer. He said, I am Choni Amagel. They didn't believe him. They didn't give him the honor that he was used to. Chalash daite, and what he deserved, he felt very bad. Vayrachmi, he davened not to live, and this, and he died. Rabbi said, I'm davening. That's what people say. Oh, chavrusa, either you have friends and you're with your peers, oh, misusa, you're better off with death. None of his friends were alive. So he preferred not to live. All right, talking about the children now of Choni Amagel. The same way Choni Amagel had this tremendous power to pray for rain. Abba Chilkiah, Barbara, the Choni Amagel, Abba Chilkiah was the grandson of Choni Amagel. When the world needed rain, the rabbis used to send to him. Uvoirachmi used to daven, Vasi Mitzvah, and the rain would come. Zimnachada one time, Mitzvahamal Mitzvah, the world needed rain. The rabbi sent a pair of rabbis to him, Lemivirachmi, that he should daven, and they said Mitzvah, that the rain should come. They went to his home. They couldn't find him there. They went into the field. And they found him that he was plowing in the field. They said, Shalom Aleichem, Abba Chilkiah. He wouldn't show them a smile. In the evening, when he was picking up the twigs to bring home, he put the twigs and the shovel on one shoulder, whereas his cloak he put on the other shoulder. The whole road he didn't wear shoes. When he got to the water, then he put on the shoes. He put on the shoes to walk through the water. When he got to the thorns, he pulled up his cloak so that it shouldn't get torn in the thorns. When he came to the town, after the bisula, his wife came out to him, wearing all sorts of jewelry. When he got home, he made his wife go in first. Then he went in. Then the rabbis walked in. He sat down, he ate to eat a meal. He didn't tell the rabbis, come eat with me. He took half a loaf and he gave it to his children. Lakshisha to the oldest child, Chada, he divided bread to his children, Lakshisha to the oldest child, Chada, he gave him one piece of bread. Lazutri to the younger one, two pieces. He told his wife, I know that the rabbis came here because of the rain. Basically, let's go up to the roof. Let's daven. After the Mirazi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe we will appeal, we will mollify Hashem, and the rain will come. And so let's go down without them asking. Maybe the rain will come. And that way we won't get credit for it. Because we won't say, oh, you asked us, and we davened, and the rain came. We didn't even know what you came for, we'll say, and the rain came. They went up to the roof. He went into one corner, she went into the other corner, like Yitzhak and Rivka. And the clouds came first on the side of his wife. When they came down from the roof, Amalu said to the rabbis, am I also Rabbanu? Why did the rabbis come? Now he finally says to them something. Amalu said, Shadulun Rabbanu, the rabbi sent us, to the master, to daven for rain. He said, don't worry about it, Baruch HaMakom, blessed is God, who didn't make you need Abba Chilkiah. Look outside, the rain is already here. The rabbi said, okay, we know that the rain did come because of you. We know that you went up, you did something, that's why the rain is here. We know the rain is from you. All right, but questions like this. Tell us, all these things that are so shocking to us. Right? So, your whole behavior is shocking. Why, when you were out in the field, we said to you hello, you didn't even smile, you didn't even respond. It's not courteous, it's not respectful not to say hello. Amalu said to them, I was hired to work for the day. And I said, it's not right for me to stop my work. If I'm working for the day, I'm on for the job, for all the hours of the day. I can't interrupt to say hello to somebody. Now, why did the master put his wood on one shoulder and the garment on the other shoulder. Amluhi said to them, Talish Ulaisa, it was a borrowed garment. Lachi Shali, I borrowed it to use it for agriculture. Lachi Lo Shali, I didn't borrow it to transport things with it, and therefore it might get ruined in the transport, so that I couldn't use it for. Why the whole road you weren't wearing shoes? When you get to the river, you put on the shoes. It's going to ruin the shoes. And we explain, the whole road I can see. So if I can see, I know not to step on the stones. But in the running waters, I don't see what's down there beneath the water. So therefore, I have to wear shoes to protect me from the stones. Why, when you got to the thorns and you pull up your robe? Amluhi said, there's a difference between my skin and my robe. Zemala aruka. If my skin gets cut by the thorns, it's going to heal. Zeno mala aruka. But if my garment gets torn, I can't heal it. That's it, it's gone. My time came out to Marla Masa. Why, when you came to the town, after the visit of Mara Kibakishta, did the wife of the master come out wearing all this jewelry? Amluhi said to them, Kideshlo atin eini b'isha cheres. She doesn't want me to look at some other woman. I should be attracted to her. My time, Ayla Iberesha, why do you have her go in first? Vahadar Ayla Marabasu, and then the master came in after. Vahadar Ayla Nanan, then we came in. I had never checked you out. I don't know if you were righteous people, not such righteous people. You look like rabbis, but maybe you're not such good people, and it would be inappropriate for my wife to spend some time with you. My time, Akikarach Marifta, Lo Amalan Isakuch, why when you wrapped bread, you didn't invite us to eat with you? I didn't have enough bread. And I said to myself, I don't have enough bread. If I offer them bread, they're going to say no. They see I don't have enough. But then they're going to think that I really was offering them the bread, that I really wanted them to have the bread. So I said to myself, I don't want the rabbis to be grateful to me for no reason. I don't want to do what's called gnevas das. Gnevas das is to make somebody think something when it's not really the truth. So I don't want them to think that I'm very hospitable. I would feed them, with my limited bread. I don't want to feed them my limited bread. So I don't want them to think that I want to feed them the limited bread. So therefore, I didn't even say, why don't you have something to eat with me? My time, you have my linuka kshisha chadarif to lezutra tre. Why do you give the older child one piece of bread and the younger child two? Amli said, hi, koi bebesi. The older child is home. The younger child is in the shul. He's learning. So the younger child who's in the shul, he needs bread. The child who's home, he can always take from whatever is in the home. Well, my time, I called him Salak Anani Mehakis Visa, the Havis came to Vitavisavu, the Marla Anani Didai. And why did the clouds come up on the side, on the corner where your wife was, before they came up on your corner? Answered the Shem, Itza, Shrikha Bevesa, a woman's always in the home. So she's the one giving charity, she's the one giving bread to the poor. And the type of charity that she gives is one that has an immediate benefit. The person who's hungry eats and he feels better. I know you have Nezuzah. I'm only giving food, money. The person doesn't have the benefit right away. He has to turn the money into food. Alternatively, because of a story similar to what we had in Masechta Brachos with Bruria and Rabbi Meir, there are these, rough, ignorant people in our neighborhood. I know by Rachman del Mesu, I daven that they should die. He by Rachma, and she davens so that they should do tshuva. The Ahaju, and in fact they did tshuva. Right, and about another story about another descendant of Choni HaMagal. Hanan Nechba, Hanan used to hide. Bar Brati to Choni HaMagal Hava. He was the son of the daughter of Choni HaMagal. When the world didn't rain, the rabbis used to send a child from the yeshiva to him. And they used to hold him. He used to grab the hem of his robe. Amalin used to say to him, Abba, Abba, Father, Father, Avlan Mitchum, give us rain. Amalin used to say, Bifni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Asei B'Shvil Elu, do for the sake of these children. Shein Makir Ben Abba, the Yav Mitchum, Abba, the Yav Mitchum, that they don't even know the difference between the Father who gives the rain, namely you, the Father in heaven, and me, the Father, who they call me the Father, giving them the rain. But I'm just your servant who's doubting that you should give the rain. Why was he called Hanan who used to hide? When he was in the bathroom, he used to be very modest. He would not uncover much. He used to hide himself when he was in the bathroom. He's very tzanua. Come and see. The difference between the powerful ones of Israel and the very pious ones of Iraq. Chassid of the Bible, the very pious ones of Iraq, Rav Hunan and Rav Chizda. Kiav, Mitzvah, Chamal, and Mitzvah. When the world needs rain, Amma, they say, Nikana, Fadri, Adadi, Venivi, Rachmi. Let's all gather together. Let's stop him for rain. Efshad, Marati, maybe we will appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe we'll mollify him, and the Yesi Mitchin, he will bring down the rain. We have to keep to Yisrael, but the powerful ones in the land of Israel, Kugon, Reb Yonah, Avud, Reb Mani, like Reb Yonah, the father of Reb Mani, Kav Mitzvah, Chamal Mitzvah, when the world needs rain, have Ayel Lebesi, go into his home, Amalu, and tell the people of his home, Havli Gavalki, give me my sackcloth, the Ezel, the Isil, the Zuzi, Yibura, and I'm going to go buy a little bit of a produce for a coin. People shouldn't even know that he's davening. He's certainly not davening in a crowd. When he would go outside to go to the market to buy produce, he would go and hide in some deep place, like a valley, to fulfill the verse, from the depths I call out to you, Hashem. And he would stand in a place that where no one could see him in that valley, and he would cover himself with the sackcloth. He would dive in, and the rain would come. When come home, Amrule, they would say to him, I see Maribura, did you bring the produce that you went out to buy? Amrule would say to them, no, Amina, I said to myself, oh, Vas Mitchin, now that I see that there's rain coming, Ashtar Rabba Chama, now there's going to be a lot of produce growing. So if there'll be a lot of produce growing, the prices are dropping, and therefore it's better that I wait till later to buy the wheat. This is another story. Ramani Berei, Ramani, the son of Reb Yonah, Havim Katzali Debe Nisiya. The people from the household of the Nasi used to cause him difficulty. Ishtachach HaKivr the Abba. He stretched himself out on the grave of his father. V'amalei, and he said to his father, Reb Yonah, Abba, Abba, father, father, Hani Mitzarili, these people are causing me difficulty. Yomachad, one day, Havim Kochafi Hassam. These people are giving him a hard time. We're walking by there. In Kikar, the Susavasaihu. And the leg of their horse got stuck there at that spot over the burial cave of Reb Yonah. After people lie until they made a commitment to local Mitzarele that they're not going to cause pain to Reb Mani, his son. Now another story with Reb Mani. V'su Reb Mani Avashriach Kamed Reb Yitzchak in front of Reb Yitzchak, the son of Eliashiv. Amar Lei, Reb Mani said to him, Atiri de Bechani Kamitzarele, the rich people of my father-in-law's family are causing me a hard time. Amr, he said, Liani, I hope that they become poor. And once they become poor, they're not going to cause you a hard time. Liani, they did become poor. But then Ramani went back to Yitzhak Baral Yashiv. Amr, he said, Kadachkuli, now they're pressuring me to give them charity because they're poor. Amr, he said, Liatu, I hope that they become rich. Liatu, and they became rich again. Amr, so Ramani said to Yitzhak Baral Yashiv, Lo mikabli alai inchi besi, my wife, I don't like my wife so much. She's not so beautiful. Amar Leis, he said to her, Mashma, what's her name? He said, Chana. So he said, Tisyapi Chana. Chana should become beautiful. Vinisyapis, Chana became beautiful. Amar Leis, he said to him, Kamagandra Alai. But now, because she's so beautiful, she's more arrogant than I am. She's, you know, lording it over me. Amar Leis said to me, okay, Yachi, if so, Tazar Chana Shachruse, let Chana go back to her ugliness. And Chana went back to her ugliness. Hana tell me the two students in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. Amrulei, they said to him, Nivi mar rachmi alanda nechkim tuva. May the master, namely our Rebbe, daven for us that we should become very wise. Amrulei said, Imi haisa ushlachtia. I used to have the power to get from heaven whatever I asked for, but I sent it away. I no longer have that power. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.